Good evening. It's Thursday, August 19, 2010. We got 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. And started the day here today, taking Max to the veterinarian this morning at about 7:30, over 12 hours ago. Just seems like a short time ago, but he had his surgery done on his left leg, orthopedic surgery, I guess. He had a small tear in one of his tendons in the left leg area, and the doctor stated that he's doing very well. Gave a call earlier this afternoon as I was doing my YouTube on Gnomedex 2010 from afar, which kept me busy, but the veterinarian said that he's doing very well. He'll be able to come home Saturday, so we have to decide whether we want to go visit him tomorrow at the vet's or not, which I don't know. If you visit an animal after you drop them off at the vet, I think they're figuring they're going home. So if we went to visit Max and left, I don't know, he'd probably have a big question mark. What's going on here? So we'll probably give a call, get a status on him, and we'll probably end up going Saturday to pick him up, and when he gets home, he'll have about 2 to 3 week recovery to where he can start using his leg. He'll be hobbling around, but I'll be off for the next week. I'm on my third day here of my vacation, so I'll be being Max's nurse, I guess you could say, all next week, taking care of him. I guess what kept my mind off of worrying about Max today was I did a YouTube on Gnomedex 2010 from afar. Gnomedex is going to probably, it's starting here in less than an hour out in Seattle, Washington. So it's just, I did a video on Rich TV Tioga YouTube channel. I'll have links to Gnomedex and also to the Rich TV Tioga YouTube channel down in the comment section on my Audio Boo page here for this Audio Boo. But basically went over different ways you can follow the events over the next couple days. And I've actually started yesterday just following the people that are arriving there through Twitter. There's some YouTubes out there. I've been watching, looking at some pictures from Flickr, TweetPic, Daily Booth, and even watching the Ustreams. I've got the Twitters going, following now, using the Twitter, search.twitter.com, and putting the keywords Gnomedex in, and also following from some people that are definitely out there, so it gives me an idea of what's going on. So that'll be interesting to follow over the next couple days, and it won't be like being there, but it'll give an idea, because from all indications, this could be the last Gnomedex, being the 10th one that Chris Perillo has put on. So it did keep me busy as far as putting the YouTube together today. And the people that are out there, the tweets and YouTubes and all that, they're appreciated by the people that can't attend, because it's just a small snapshot of what we can see, and it's greatly appreciated, as I'm sure that I'm not the only one that's not going to be there at Gnomedex, and we're going to be following Gnomedex on the internet as far as whatever little information we can get. But actually, it's quite a bit of information coming over the Twitter. So that's all I have for this evening. You all have a good Thursday. It's Fireman Rich. Follow me on Twitter. And you all be fire wise, be fire safe, learn not to burn. Ciao for now. Peace.